This episode is brought to you by Puttercup. More than a training aid, it's a skill enhancer. Visit puttercupgolf.com and use the code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. Now, let me explain. We've discussed many training aids on this podcast, and frankly, there have been a lot that have crossed my desk that you never heard me talk about, either because I didn't get it or I thought it wasn't worth your time. But Puttercup is different. After nearly 20 years in the market research industry, Matt Davis, a lifelong golf nut like all of us, had an idea on how he could help every golfer feel more calm and confident when they putt. This isn't a device to improve your mechanics or develop the perfect stroke. Puttercup is designed to strengthen your focus and reduce distracting thoughts while you're putting. How? Puttercups are golf hole inserts that encourage golfers to focus on the putting essentials of speed and aim. They're lightweight and easily fit into your bag so you can fine-tune your focus before every round and at every practice session. Puttercup gives you instant feedback, so it's easy to get dialed in quickly and feel confident as you head to the first tee. You've got to check it out for yourself. Go to puttercupgolf.com and use code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. And combined with the 15% discount you get with the Pressure Putt Combo, you really save. And the Pressure Putt Combo includes both the Speed Bump and the Center Cup, two very different but very valuable skill enhancers. That's puttercupgolf.com and get 20% off your next order with promo code GOLFSMARTER. This episode is brought to you by Indeed, a company driven by the search for better. Because when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search, but to match. Think about the time and energy you've put into finding the best candidate for an opening you have. But it's more than finding someone. You want to match all the candidates to your needs. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with the right candidates faster. Indeed leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. And Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And here's how to get your openings more visibility. Because you're a Golf Smarter listener, you get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/GolfSmarter. So go to Indeed.com/GolfSmarter right now and let them know that you heard about Indeed here. That's Indeed.com/GolfSmarter. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Some brands offer you low finance, or cashback, or servicing.
Renault don't do ors. We do ands. The Renault Kadjar, with 1.91% APR and €1,000 cashback and 3 years servicing, saving you thousands. Renault, the brand with the ands. Visit your local Renault dealer. Finance is made under a hire purchase agreement. Terms and conditions apply. Deposit required, subject to lending criteria. See Renault.ie.
Golf Smarter number 453, published on September 9, 2014, is brought to you by our golfers, Mart, at golfsmarter.com. What you're about to hear is 25 minutes of my conversation with TPI certified instructor, personal trainer, Golf Smarter member, and golf obsessed Michael Hamill. But in the complete unedited members only episode, Michael and I spend an additional 30 minutes discussing specifics of fitness and exercise specifically directed at golfers. To hear the entire show, I want to present you with a couple of simple options. The most cost-effective is to join Golf Smarter for members only. This way, you'll receive a complete, unedited episode every week. You'll be part of the family that supports this member-supported podcast. And you'll gain access to our entire archives of instruction, fitness, travel, tech, and golf lifestyle. But if you're interested in hearing this episode from start to finish before you get started listening now, purchase it for only $1.99 in our Golfer Smart at golfsmarter.com.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
237 rounds by September 1st in Canada with Michael Hamill.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, Michael.
Thank you, Fred. Finally, great to talk to you.
Well, finally. It's so funny that I'm welcoming you to the Golf Smarter podcast. You're very familiar with this program, aren't you?
Yes, I've listened to it, I think, since day one.
Wow.
So, it's way back.
I have to tell you how much I appreciate the friendship that we've developed on email. This is the first time we're speaking. But
yes.
You've kept me up to date on your game. You've kept me up to date on the weather. And it's really been fun. I really enjoyed getting to know you this way.
It's been great. Absolutely. You are definitely responsible for where I am today. Without question.
Wait.
I know it leaves you speechless. I know.
Where you are in golf? Not in life.
In golf and my excitement for the game of golf and the reason why I went back to school for Titleist and so on. But you started the ball rolling and got me excited in golf that I could realize I could actually do it.
Well, you were playing golf before you found the podcast, right?
No.
No, I
just started. I just so started confused. Listening to it. Was not playing golf. Was not interested in golf. So,
What got you interested in golf? Why did you get started?
I was just tired of my clients, my personal training clients and friends asking me to go golf. So I thought maybe I'd give it a try. And so I didn't want to look too foolish. So I started Googling some stuff and I found this thing called a Golf Smarter podcast. And I thought it would give me information regarding what golf was about and what I needed to know. And I just started listening and it sounded interesting and was probably something that I could probably do for the rest of my life. And that's just how it started the ball rolling and got me excited about understanding the game of golf.
Wow. So you were just a neophyte, a brand new golfer at the time. And tell me, where is your handicap today?
Unfortunately, it's gone up to about a 3.2. So,
do you know how many people would love to say, unfortunately, I'm a 3? Why? Where was it? Where did it get to?
It got to a low as a 2.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's pretty remarkable. But how much golf do you play?
Well, people are going to hate me, but...
Oh, they already hate you. You said you're a 3. We all hate you already, Michael.
Okay. Yesterday, I set another personal record on 237.5 rounds for the season so far.
Here we are in the beginning of September. How many days in this year so far? How many rounds a week are you playing?
Roughly 2 a day, so up to 60 rounds a month.
Oh, we collectively hate you.
Okay.
Two
I've done
rounds
80 holes in a day.
Don't you work?
Yes, a lot.
Ow. Well, how much, let's talk about where you're based and how much sunshine you get during the year.
Well, like I tell people, I'm not a fair weather golfer. And in Calgary, Alberta, we can get from, earlier, we got snow yesterday south of us, about 2 to 3 inches, and it literally rained all day yesterday. And I was, besides me, there are two other guys dressed like people that were going to go to the Arctic. There's only 3 of us that were on the golf course yesterday, and I needed to get that round in to tie my last year's personal best of 237 rounds. And I just golf whenever I get a chance, because the season up here is so short. And last year I never had a chance to go away because we had those epic floods. And for the month of July, I never played much golf because I injured myself. And I was basically homeless for 4 weeks because of the floods. So,
oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was tough up here. And then you guys have, all that drought, and then we have all this excess rain. So
we need a pipeline between Calgary and California, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we just, the last episode, we talked about drought conditions here in California, and you're experiencing the complete opposite, huh? You're in the central north?
No. Southern part of Alberta, just maybe about 3 hours shy of the Montana border.
Oh, so you're in central Canada, but on the southern part of it.
Western. Western, yeah.
That's considered the West. Montana's
there's BC, good. BC, and then Alberta, and then Saskatchewan, and then Manitoba, and those are usually the four Western provinces.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, well, I've never understood the West thing when they talk about, you know, like Ohio is, they consider the West. And to me, that's the Mideast. It's the Middle Eastern part of the country, but because this country is so East Coast centric, that California is like way west, but that everything from California to Illinois is the West. It's like, what? How do you do that? Anyway, I mean, I still don't understand. Pittsburgh is in the middle part of the country, and okay, that's geography is not my best part. But golf is. Let's talk about your amazing accomplishments on the golf course. You've been playing for, I guess, if you've been...
Six years now.
Okay, so we've been doing the podcast. This is our 10th year of doing the podcast. You've been playing golf for 6 years. And what were your struggles when you first started? I mean, if you're already down to you've been down to a two, what have you struggled with? And is really banging balls, you know, 36 holes a day really make the difference?
Well, like we talked about before we were going to do this, and from some of the stuff that I've seen since I started playing golf, people practice very poorly, not the way they play. And when I first started, I could not hit a straight ball. It was all slice, banana slice, because no one told me that I had to release my hands. And not until I actually heard Tiger say that on one golf channel and said, you have to shake hands with the target. And as soon as I started shaking hands with the target, I started hitting the ball straight. I started controlling a little bit of a draw. I started practicing more short game. And in the beginning, I actually did hit a lot of balls on the range, but I also tore a bunch of ligaments in my elbow from overdoing it and hitting mats. It never taught me anything. So unless someone actually has a golf pro readily available watching what you're doing, you're just basically solidifying bad habits by just swinging endless balls with no purpose.
That's interesting. Tell me more about the shaking hands with the target. I want to back that up a second.
So I'm a lefty.
Okay.
And I played my whole life playing hockey left. And back when in 1980 in grade 10, we went out in high school to go play golf. And my teacher gave me right-handed clubs. And I told him, I played hockey my whole life left-handed. Why would I play golf right-handed? He said, well, no one should ever play golf left-handed. So I tried hitting the ball around right-handed, and it was not normal for me. And so I gave it up. So I never took anything up to it. And then when I started playing with my younger nephew's left-handed clubs, I started getting the hang of hitting it, but everything was a slice. And so now you righties are going to have to follow me as a lefty. So you basically, when you take your swing towards the back, your thumbs will face behind you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And as you go through the target line, when you hit the ball, your thumbs are now straight out in front of you. And then when you actually proceed, I'm going to say this for a righty, your thumbs are now going to start facing the target. And if you finish that hand position with both thumbs, 99% of the time, the ball will go straight with just a little baby draw. But most people don't finish. They don't finish the swing at the top, and they don't finish it at the back. And you have to shake hands with not only the target behind you, but you have to finish with your thumbs facing forward to the target line as well. And that's one of the biggest eureka moments I ever had, that when I saw that on the golf channel, when I went out to the range that day, I could hit the ball straight for the first time, and it was so small. Of a little thing, but it was the biggest thing that changed my golf.
Hmm.
So, and I've had people watch me and stuff like that, but they didn't know what I was doing wrong. And what I've found out in the last 6 years, golf is really finicky with the people that you meet. 50%, I think, of the people don't know what's wrong with a person's golf swing. And now the other 50% know, but they really don't want to share those secrets with you because they don't want you to improve.
Why would they? Oh, because they're instructors, they don't want to improve because out of business.
Not necessarily instructors, but there are definitely some instructors that I've actually butted heads with that I've helped people on my golf course, and I've managed to tweak their game, and they've had some of the best games ever, and it was just the littlest detail. And, you know, some, unfortunately, golf coaches want you as because that's their profession, they want to keep you around. If you fix something – they may not need you anymore. But just like with me being a personal trainer, I'm not going to be able to save someone's body and fitness just within one session. That's sort of like an ongoing thing. And from there, I get feedback from other clients and referrals. And that just keeps the whole ball running with personal training. And now that I found a passion for golf, I'm able to do that and actually see what's wrong with people's golf swing, because I had all those bad flaws coming, and probably more so. So, and because I play so much golf now, I'm trying to play catch up to all you guys who are playing golf since you were fetuses. Like, I'm so far behind in my, I will be 50 this year. And most of you guys have been playing golf, you know, since you were single digits.
Single digit in age.
Yes. not single digit in handicap. Sorry.
But I don't understand what you're trying to catch up. You've surpassed most players as it is.
Oh, I know. But what happens though is once you, have you ever played hockey?
No.
So what happens though is for you to learn to play hockey now, all your patterns and motor skills have been solidified already. You might be able to take some of those things from baseball and from golf and simulate probably a better hockey swing, but you're never fully going to get the hockey swing.
I'll never fully get the golf swing. I started playing in my 40s.
No, that's not true, but it's much, put it this way, it's much harder biomechanically and kinetic wise to take up the game later in life.
Yes.
And then when you started, like when you look at McIlroy's swing when he was 5, it's flawless. He's better swinging at 5 than most guys have swung their whole career when they started at 20 or 30. Hmm. But you know what? Golf is pretty much the only sport you could probably do for the rest of your life. And that's why I just found so much passion with it, because of all the things that I've done to my body. I've had 19 serious lower back injuries and 2 dislocated pelvises. Golf is not one of the biggest things for me to do. So the body does not want to do rotation, flexion, and extension all at the same time. And then when you do it poorly, you actually create even more injury potential. So I had to rethink my training. I had to rethink my practice, all that stuff in order to get to where I am today. So like they say, it takes a village to, you know, create a child. And with your podcast, with my friends and clients and the TPI stuff, I just managed to condense it a little bit quicker than most people do in 10 or 20 years.
Mm.
So,
have you gotten a game golf yet? Or you think about getting one?
Absolutely. That's probably something I'm definitely going to do in 2015.
Oh, well, so, you know, if you want to take advantage of that members only discount, you got to jump before October 1st.
Oh, is that the date?
Okay. Yeah, they put October 1st on it. So you can get extra members only discount. And I'd be really fascinated. Well, first of all, I want to get you on our challenge. We've got a challenge going for the month of September for low score. But you know, you're starting low, so it's going to be hard for you to have an all-time low score to win our prize this month.
I
just think it would be fascinating to get your thoughts on what you're learning from the statistics and the data that it's coming through the game golf. I'd love to hear what you get out of that.
Well, most people, from what I've kept my stats on, and I started kind of doing stuff with my GPS and stuff like that, and my laser, and I don't hit it as far as I think I do. Unless
nobody
I peer
does.
It. I know. That's sad. And unfortunately, I think I still have an ego thinking that I'm actually going to hit it farther, but you literally have to peer it. And, you know, our course is wet, and in the mornings it's cold. The ball doesn't compress much. And it's basically taken me that I literally have to be my own caddy and say, you know what, Mike, you got to take one more club and just choke down and swing easy. And I'm getting actually more balls to the flag and actually rolling past. And in the past, I was always afraid to go by the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm actually getting more balls to the flag and past. So at least I know I have a chance to actually hitting one. And that's just an ego thing. So I know I need to change that aspect of my game if I definitely want to get down to a scratch golfer. I don't know if it's going to be at the end of this season, but we have our club championship Saturday, Sunday, and I've been doing a lot of practice and trying to stay in the moment and listening to the positive stuff in my head and being a good caddy and taking more club and, you know, and that's the biggest thing. I'm trying to get it there, but playing to within my own strengths and definitely the game golf would be absolutely amazing to figure out all that stuff that, you know, within 5 or 10 yards that, you know, today I've only been hitting my 5 iron this amount and I'm going to trust that.
Right. I'll tell you, I am blown away between game golf and the statistics that I've learned and what Dave Stockton said in our episode months or two back when he talked about taking two clubs to every shot and not deciding until he's standing there. I was starting to see that most of my shots are my approach shots are coming up short. And so just like, okay, so you're not going to crush this one, but if you hit it well, you'll be at the hole or beyond it, instead of coming up short all the time. And that's been a huge change for me as well, getting closer to the pin.
Right. And I'm helping this one guy right now that got me started in one of my best friends in 19 years. I'm actually helping him with his wedge game because he's had the worst happy hands that I've ever seen a human have in game. And he's great off the tee, mid irons, but his short game is just horrendous and it's tough to watch sometimes. And I always tell him, I said, Kevin, that's not his real name, but I'll use it anyway. Is that
to protect the innocent?
Yes, to protect the innocent. He already knows he has issue with his wedges. I just said, you know what, buddy, take one more club, choke down and swing fluid. And he's flying that ball straighter to the target and he's got a new putter and his putter is on fire. And I said, that's all you need now. You don't need to impress me by trying to hit that 9-iron 180 yards because you're not. You're going to thin it. You're going to fat it, and then you swear, and, it's a rough game from that point. Go take that 8-iron, choke down, and let your ego go, and now he's starting to enjoy the game a little bit more.
Fun. But, what are happy hands?
He has the yips, so he does the DC chin all the time.
Now you're really speaking in Canadian. What?
He double taps the ball. So he stutters his hands. Uh-huh. On his practice swings, he's like a Charles Barkley. Perfect swings. But as soon as he steps up to that ball, something triggers in his head. And he spends a little bit too much time over the ball. Now he's got massive swing thoughts. And I can tell. And I've pulled him off the ball several times to back off. I said, Kevy, you got to back off. You're thinking now. I can tell the wheels are rolling. Two practice swings. So one of the drills that I gave him is he steps behind the ball off to the side. He takes a practice swing. He walks forward, practice swing. And on a third swing, he actually hits the ball. And 99% of the time, it's on the green. But the longer he spends over that ball, he starts changing the club loft lie angles. And so he either thins it or he opens it up and he swings too slow and the ball comes out of the grass and he actually double taps it. The DC chin.
Oh, wow.
And that's frustrating to watch. And he does that once or twice around, or he'll fat it or he'll thin it out the back. But it's just something that most people just don't spend enough time on practicing their short game.
Right. Completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Now that I've gotten to a point where I'm starting to see significant improvement in my game, I see it's because of the short game. I've talked about it for such a long time, but since I've been working on it and see the numbers going down, it's like, oh, now I get it.
Absolutely. And so that's what I tell people when I play, and probably I'd say 70-80% of my rounds have been with perfect strangers. And then they figure out what I do. And they always ask me, what do you do? And I go, oh, wow, we get free lessons today. And I go, well, not really. I'll be your caddy, but I'm not going to give you a lesson. And so I guide these people around my track because they've never played it. And some of the stuff, I give them advice. And one guy was from a Suncor executive here and had never played our track. And he had his son-in-law and daughter. And I guided him around. He never shot under 100. And once I kind of figured out his game, he pretty much put the driver back in the bag and hit his 3-wood. I've never seen a guy hit a pure 3-wood off the deck than this guy. And at the end of the round, he shot an 88, and he'd never shot under 100 before because he was such a poor manager of his game that he always thought he needed to go for every green. But his 3-wood kept him in the fairway, and his wedge play, take one more club. I help read his putts, where the green was, and how to bring the ball in. But that's a huge thing on trying to manage your golf game. Leave the ego in the trunk and play to your strengths. And if your strength is 150, go to 150 yards. If you can't hit a driver that day, leave it in the trunk. Don't be tempted by taking that out. I'd rather see someone hit a 3-wood, 250, 225 or whatever, but hit two straight shots, you're on in a par 5. So.
Awesome. Yeah, and everyone sing along with me. Never follow a bad shot.
Bad shot with a stupid shot.
With a stupid shot. Yeah, it's so big. It's like, oh no, I'm in the woods here. That's no problem. No. The, you know, the ball's covered with everything. There's a root behind me, and there's tree trunks. But I can get there in two. Right. No, you can't. And you know what? You're going to double, maybe triple bogey the hole. Unless you just hit it right out in the fairway, take that shot, and bogey the hole. Easy. What's the problem?
And you save a shot.
Yeah, at least one.
So another secret between you and I, one of the best things that I ever did was actually enter an amateur contest.
Really?
Because what I got out of that was I actually had to become a caddy to myself on what would I actually tell myself. Under no pressure from the side, what would I tell myself, Mike? What would I do in this situation? Well, I probably wouldn't go through those trees like I normally would golfing with the guys to see if I could prove I could do it. And I won my first amateur last year. So, and I started playing, managing my golf game. I started working the hole backwards to my strength. I started learning how to slow my swing down a little bit more tempo, the breathing stuff. And playing within my own strengths, just like Arnold Palmer said, you know, play your own game. And most guys do not play their own game. Most guys right away, they go to the tips. Oh, we got to play from the long tees. Well, at our track at 140 slope and 7,500 yards, that's way too far for most people. So that's a long day.
Yeah. And 140 slope is not an easy track.
No.
That is,
and it's
very
long.
Tough.
And it's tight, and you go into a forest, and you're going down a valley, you know, that has -6 slope from the top down to the bottom. And most guys take a double par or worse. Oof. So,
wow. Michael, it's so great to finally get to talk to you and for you to share what you've learned and what you can teach us. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for contacting me. This is what I want to do now. So this is my passion, and like I said, I'm trying to get caught up to all you other guys that have been playing golf for so long. And I just want to share what I've learned and grow the game, because I know it's suffering. And I know we need to have more juniors in there, like a train the Golf Canada juniors here. And if the parents golf, the kids will golf, and we need to get that going. And we need to get more people into the game of golf, because it's something like you can do for the rest of your life. And I've met some amazing people from around the world in the last 6 years of playing golf.
So, Michael, if people wanted to see your stuff online or get in touch with you to maybe get some flexibility and strength training lessons or TPI certified work, how do we get in touch with you and where do we find you?
Well, I've got about 3,000 or 4,000 training videos. I'm a little obsessed with my videos on Top Cop Guru. So I was watching Cops one night, and that was the only thing that actually came to mind that I could actually use on YouTube. So just T-O-P, C-O-P Guru, and you just put in the browser, bodyweight training, suspension systems, golf.
So wait, Top Cop Guru is the YouTube channel?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where all my videos are.
And I'll put one of them on our blog. I'll share one of your videos. Which one do you think we should see?
Something that I train with clients. I also use a system called Birdie Balls. That is one of the best things.
I love the Birdie Balls. If you can find them anymore.
Great friends with John down there, and he keeps sending me, because I'm the only guy I think in the world that actually hits them in -10 or -15 in the wintertime. And I put them through the test, and I've literally worn out two boxes, and I hit those with real balls into a net with my impact bag and orange whip. And so if you look up anything on Birdie Ball in training golf in the park under my Top Cop Guru site, you'll find it. And all my other information's on there with regards to my email address and stuff like that. And if people want something answered, I'll be more than happy to help them out with best I can.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you so much for sharing your time and for your support for such a long time.
Oh, now I'm excited to go play now.
Duh. Yeah, and now, and again. I just received an update from Michael about how he did over the weekend, and he said, quote, "I placed third in my club championships. Congratulations." What was a new experience being in the final group and the extra long five-plus hour round, final round. Ooh. I played against someone who was very young and obviously a pro golfer. He's a former plus four and just crushed his drives. No way I could keep up with his long game, but my short game on Saturday kept me in a close second place. Sunday, it was just a hard round. Excited for next year. I'm sure you are. Congratulations, Michael. And thanks again for your continued support on the podcast and for reaching out and wanting to be on the show. Please keep me updated once you thaw out up there in the next season. Also, to let everyone know, I've posted one of Michael's YouTube videos on our blog entry for today's show. A couple of quick notes. I need to apologize to last week's guest, Don Chelomedos. I mispronounced his name by transposing the L and the M, and it's actually Chelomedos, not Chemeleros. Sorry, Don. Next, I'm headed down to Mexico, southern tip of Baja, Mexico, for Baja, California, for a week-long vacation to stare out into the sun. And while I'm there, I'm excited. I'm going to be playing the one and only at the Palmia, and more on that in future episode. But if you're on a regular schedule of downloading and listening to Golf Smarter soon after it's published on a Tuesday, please note that episode number 454, our next one, Golf Simplified, with Director of Instruction at the Boulders Golf Course in Scottsdale, Donald Crawley. It'll be published at the end of this week. So you can get the show, you can wait till Tuesday, or it'll be there by Saturday, and then you'll have to just go another week and a half out at Golf Smarter. You can handle it, I'm sure. And then once I return, we'll look back at the 1969 Ryder Cup with author Neil Sagabell. He returns to discuss his new book, Draw in the Dunes. And that's going to be the week of the Ryder Cup. So that'll be some great history lesson to go along with watching the tournament. And we're also going to have updates on our Game Golf Welcome September Challenge. Remember, Game Golf is now only $199 U.S., Also, Golf Smarter members have till October 1st to receive an additional discount with the checkout code. And that exclusive discount comes directly from CEO John McGuire. Golf Smarter is the only place on the planet or in the cloud that you're going to find that discount. That's why we have to keep it private and make it available only to our members. If you're looking for an alternate way to hear our free episodes on your mobile device, I highly recommend that you look into SoundCloud.com and their free app. It works beautifully. It's excellent, and it'll deliver the newest episode to you right on your phone without having to sync anything. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, I'd love to hear from you. Please click on the Hey Fred button at GolfSmarter.com.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.